At Meetings and Conventions Calgary, we know that all forms of communication and engagement are valuable and serve a purpose. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to learn more about experiencing Calgary. From Michelle Russell on the importance of giving back, Dance Matters. A conference for disabled dancers required organizers to plan with a highly inclusive mindset. It has been 25 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, a federal law aiming to help remove barriers for people with disabilities, was passed. As part of a citywide initiative in New York City to celebrate the silver anniversary of the historic legislation, Dance NYC organized a free day-long conference for disabled dancers that drew about 300 attendees. Held on July 8, the conference, Disability, Dance, Artistry, wasn't an isolated effort to embrace this community. Indeed, it was part of the mission of Dance NYC, which, as an organization devoted to the knowledge, appreciation, practice, and performance of dance in the New York metropolitan area, also embeds values of equity and inclusion in all aspects of its practice. That element of inclusion was central to the conference program. Often when people think of pairing those who have disabilities and dance, therapy comes to mind, said Lane Harwell, Dance NYC's executive director. But the conference's focus was on the artistic practice of disabled dancers, Harwell said, and on working toward a future where disabled artists flourish. The first of four panel discussions addressed how to expand opportunities for dance creation by disabled artists and whether performances could help generate new meanings around the ideas of disability, dance, and who dancers are or should be. Other panels explored how to remove barriers around crafting and presenting performances, creating new and better dance spaces for dancers with disabilities, and dance instruction in New York City public schools for students with disabilities. Minding Logistics. With inclusivity as the conference's overall theme, Dance NYC had to make sure that the program itself was accessible to those with a wide variety of disabilities. First, the venue had to comply with accommodations required by the ADA, and City University of New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice fit the bill. The building offers elevators and ramps for wheelchair accessibility, and features assistive listening devices and technology. All video presentations had closed captioning available, along with audio descriptions for visual content. While Dance NYC also follows best practices for accessibility provided by the National Endowment for the Arts, those guidelines required greater thought, Harwell said. The number of disabled New Yorkers in the audience was high, he said, so we had as many accessible features in place as possible and monitored very carefully the information we got from registration and calls to the office. It was really a person-by-person approach. That effort began with Dance NYC making the conference's online registration tool more accessible, including creating large print pages and contrast options for those with low vision. The organization recruited both disabled and non-disabled staff and volunteers and hired sign language interpreters. Before the event, volunteers and staff members received sensitivity training on how to help boost engagement by disabled patrons, provided by the New Jersey Theater Alliance. One of the many takeaways is to ask the question, how might we make your experience more comfortable today? Harwell said, you can ask that to every guest, disabled and not. It's not targeting anyone in particular, but embracing access as a way of heightening the experience. The conference ended with music and an invitation for attendees to dance together. The intention behind it was to get disabled and non-disabled people dancing together, Harwell said. That's an experience that does the work a conversation can't do.